Paramount Plus. Scream VU'd think that by installment 6, the Scream franchise would have lost a significant amount of steam. While it may not be as sharp as some predecessors, this recent theatrical release still manages to hold a tight grip on its audience. In a move that surely reinvigorates the franchise, action is moved from Woodsboro to New York City, as the previous installment survivors try to leave the events of the last film behind. But the horror and Ghostface are not content to stay in the past, and their fight against a masked serial killer is transplanted into the big city. In a shocking move, a pay dispute left Neve Campbell on the sidelines, and Courtney Cox takes a smaller role in the franchise's sixth iteration. This leaves room for the new Core Four, Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega, Jasmine Savoy Brown, and Mason Gooding to really shine. With turns from newcomers Dermot Mulroney, Jack Champion, Josh Segarra, and Liana Liberato, along with the triumphant return of Scream 4's Hayden Panettiere, it's one stellar cast. While writers James Vanderbilt and Guy Bissick sometimes seem to be running out of fresh ideas, the new locale, bloody carnage and twisted glee the franchise still holds is enough to make this outing worth a look. On Netflix, Malignant, one of the most shocking, interesting horror films of recent years, love it or hate it, Malignant will capture your attention. It follows Madison, who begins having grisly visions of brutal murders that simply won't let up. Things become more terrifying when she realizes the murders are, in fact, real. Writer-director James Wan, a modern horror master known for Saw, The Conjuring, and Insidious, returned to horror after a few years making blockbusters Furious 7 and Aquaman, and his original film is incredible. The truth is this movie simply doesn't work without the wonderful performance from Annabelle Wallace, who carries this one. It's a terrifying flick you won't be able to stop talking about. On Disney Plus, Peter Pan and Wendy. Maybe I'm biased, but I truly love Disney films. Somehow, this reimagining has a 4.2/10 on IMDb right now, and I absolutely can't believe it. The update on Peter Pan is a funny, tender and imaginative throwback to the classic, and boasts an enchanting cast. It follows Peter Pan, a boy who refuses to grow up, and his group of lost boys. Peter brings Wendy and her siblings from London into magical world Neverland, and they rally against the adult villain Captain Hook. This tale of growing up, maintaining childhood innocence, and the wonderment of coming of age is a delight, and director David Lowery has a knack for inspiring visuals. Alexander Milani and Ever Anderson are the leads, and Jude Law is captivating as Captain Hook. With Jim Gaffigan, Joshua Pickering, Molly Parker, Alan Tudyk, Gronish star Yara Shahidi and more, it's a packed cast. While it will never match the intrigue of the original, this update of J.M. Barrie's book is a welcome addition. On Crave, Hot Summer Nights Timothée Chalamet's meteoric rise to fame struck in 2017, with a turn in Lady Bird and an Oscar nomination for Call Me By Your Name. And yet, he made a third film that released the same year that no one seems to discuss, and I want to highlight it here. Hot Summer Nights is a sexually charged film from boutique, massively successful production company A24, and featured Chalamet at his best. This is often mentioned by those around me as a hugely underrated drama, and they're right. It follows a teen in 1991 who discovers sex, drugs and the unsavory world around him during a summer on Cape Cod. Chalamet is at his best when he sheds the innocent persona, and he has an air of danger here that's hard not to notice. Supporting turns from Micah Monroe, Alex Rowe, the astounding Emery Cohen, and vets Thomas Jane and William Fichtner are great, but this is Chalamet's picture. Writer-director Elijah Bynum creates a scrappy indie that pulls the best out of its star, and deserves way more love than it received. On Amazon Prime Video, till when I say this movie broke me, I mean I burst into tears twice during its runtime. There was no lead-up. I literally just began crying and couldn't stop. Till is one of the most affecting, heartfelt and emotionally draining films I've seen in years. Based on a true story, it's about Emmett Till, a 14-year-old boy murdered and lynched in 1955 by white men after an issue during his visit to family in Mississippi. His mother Mamie Till Mobley would mobilize and become a human rights activist and proponent against the racism in the U.S. Danielle Deadwyler gives a soulful, beautiful and Oscar-worthy turn as Mamie, and I can't believe she wasn't nominated. Jalen Hall, Frankie Faison, Whoopi Goldberg, Sean Patrick Thomas and Haley Bennett are all great, but I do wish Oscar winner Goldberg had more time on screen. Director Chinani Chukwu creates a film that evokes anger, fear, sadness and empathy, and it's one of the best films of 2022. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2SLGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com